They wanted the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing. It's very simple. The kings of this earth have set themselves like concrete. Because now how it is when you plant a pole in the ground, you put concrete in, and the concrete guy says to you, hey, we're going to let it set. In other words, let it form or let it harden. Why the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth have set themselves. And the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. That's where we are, folks. And everything that's going on in America, we're at a really, 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 really crucial time in America. Not that we haven't had a lot of them, but I don't know if we've ever, from a spiritual standpoint, had a more critical moment than we're facing right now in what was once the good old U.S. of A. And, you know, scripture says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers, evil spirits, high places, weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God, that pulling down strongholds. This is not a Republican-Democrat battle. That's not what it's about. And because I've got, you know, some people got some emails from people said stuff, you know, well, coach, you shouldn't be promoting the Republicans, yada, yada. Go down that trail again. I don't want to go down that trail. We're speaking against evil in general, evil specifically, right? That's what we want to try to do. If you can do it both in general and in specifics. So I want to just start tonight. I'm going to open with a brief prayer. Then I want Jared to play us a song, and then we'll just open it up and read some scriptures, and we'll go hard at it from there. So Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Lord, I got grandbabies. I'm not the only one. There are many in here today that have grandbabies, going to have grandbabies, or even have babies of their own. And Lord, you told us in your word that a wise man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. It isn't money. That inheritance is culture and beliefs and morality. And Lord, we haven't done a very good job of it. But you told us, Lord, that we're to speak to that mountain. And then we speak unto that mountain, say to that mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in our heart that you shall give us whatsoever we say. So Lord, we're coming to you tonight on behalf of millions of us all across this fruited plain who understands where we are, Lord. And some of us, we're trapped into our theology. We don't know whether it's the end time or preparing for the end time or the past time or no time. We don't even know that, Lord. We just know that we have today. And you said that today, tomorrow is promised to no man. So, Father, we just come today before you in a prayer of unity, asking you, Lord, to do a miracle. And in your wrath and in your vengeance that you would remember mercy. And Lord, we confess right now that the church has remained silent as we see in Chicago, Illinois, they are taking portable abortion trucks to murder babies right there in the middle of that convention. Lord, we speak against that evil spirit, Lord. We cast that thing down, Jesus. We ask you, Lord, that again, in all your wrath and all your anger and all your vengeance, that you be merciful upon us. Lord, give us a backbone, a spine. We might stand up and speak up, that we would be the salt of the earth and the light of the world that you've called us to be, Lord Jesus. And as you said to Joshua, every place you put your foot, you've given unto us as an inheritance. Lord, help us take back that inheritance that you gave to our forefathers, and help us to reinstall you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords over America today. In Jesus' name. Go ahead, Jared, and play that.
Place your hand on his Bible, and when you swear to tell the truth, his name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. And when we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under him. In God we still trust, here in America, he's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one.
America. Here in America. In God we still trust.
Amen. Amen. That's Diamond Rio from, I don't know, 20 some years ago. In God we still trust. Again, folks, just like last night, if you want to pray, just go ahead and click on that little icon down at the bottom. Raise your hand. Get in line. If you want to read a scripture, if you want to say a prayer, if whatever it is that you'd like to do, just feel free to do that. So let's give our attention to the Lord. And Betty, you're the first one up tonight. Betty, God bless you, dear.
Father, we come to you to pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks and seeks whom he may devour. With this in mind, we need to be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Depart from me, therefore, men of bloodshed, for they speak against you wickedly, and your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord?
Oh, yes, Lord.
Do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with the utmost hatred. They have become my enemies. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan works. He will use all sorts of displays of power through signs and wonders that serve the lie, and all the ways that wickedness deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so they will believe the lie, and so that all will be condemned who will not believe the truth but have delighted in wickedness.
Amen. Amen.
Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. I urge you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who cause division and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching you have learned. Keep away from them, for such people are not serving our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own appetites. By smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the minds of naive people. Everyone has heard about your obedience, so I rejoice because of you. But I want you to be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet.
Amen.
The one who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. Truly, my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Therefore, you tell us that whatever we ask for prayer, believe it, that we receive it, that it is ours. Father, give us a clear vision of what we are to do as your warriors. Here am I. Send me if that's your will. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen, Betty. Amen. All God's people said amen. Amen. Artie, go on in, Artie. God bless you, brother. We lost you there, Artie. I don't hear you, brother. You got to unmute yourself if you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
There you go.
Okay. I don't know what happened there. Sorry. I'm going to read Luke 11:21. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace.
Artie, can you hang on a second? Just a second. Jared, can you try to throw that up there for us? What was it, Artie? Luke what?
I got Luke 11:21-22.
Luke 11:21-22. Thank you, Artie.
Yep.
Go ahead, brother.
Okay, when a strong man armed to keep his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils.
Amen.
I just pray, Father God, that you would send your warring angels to Chicago, Chicagoland, Lord, and you would take down the powers of darkness, Father
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Just stop their wicked works, Father God. Send Christians that are led to go there, directed with your power, your spirit, to pray and intercede against these workers of iniquity, workers of lawlessness, Father. We rebuke their confusion in every wicked way. We ask, Father God, that you would again, bring your goodness there, Father God, your grace, your power there, and stop this confusion, stop this foolishness, stop this wickedness, and you'd make a stand in Chicago, Father God. We pray that right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We rebuke their fraud, their perversion, their uncleanness, their rebellion, and every aspect of their evil that they would want to commit there. We just pray, Father God, for your anointing there to break every demonic power, every demonic yoke, put a protecting hedge over the people that you send there, Father God, to intercede. In Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen, Artie. Lord, we just say right now, we just pray a hedge of protection around those from Created Equal and other ministries that are there trying to share the gospel of the kingdom of God. Father, we just pray that, again, that you would cover them under your wings. Psalm 91 be over them, Lord. And there'd be no weapon that would be formed against them and shall prosper. And every tongue that would rise in judgment against them, Lord, shall be condemned. For this is the heritage of the Lord. And Father, we come against that murderous spirit, even right now, that would want to kill and murder and do whatever there in those haunts of Chicago, Lord. Those gangsters, how far back Chicago, the wickedness of Chicago has so shown throughout our history, Lord. We just speak against it now. Say Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King over Chicago today. And every plan of the wicked one is canceled in Jesus' name. Bob Hagenstrike, come on in, Bob.
Thank you, brother. I'd just like to pray here. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have to join together, Lord, in unity and faith and believe in you, Lord God, to raise up a standard, Lord, against the wickedness and the darkness in this, especially in this country, Lord, that would like to destroy this country that you've established, that you started, Lord. And I'd like to just pray the Psalm 59, please. 59.
Give us a second, Bob. We'll get it up there.
Okay.
Okay. Is it up, Jared? I can't see it.
Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity, and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me, not for my transgression, not for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold. Thou therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors, Selah. They return at evening, they make a noise like a dog, and go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouth, swords are in their lips, for who, say they, doth hear? But thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense. The God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them down, scatter them by thy power, and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath, consume them, that they may not be, and let them know that God ruleth in Jacob unto the ends of the earth, Selah. And at evening let them return, and let them make a noise like a dog, and go round about the city.
Amen.
Let them wander up and down for meat and grudge, if they be not satisfied. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy. So, Lord God in heaven, Lord, we know that we're just trusting in you, Lord, and we're calling on you, Lord, and in one mind and one accord as a body, Lord, a body of Christ, Lord God, and calling on you, Lord God, to do a mighty work against this evil and against this wickedness that's tried to take this country over, Lord. But God, your light and your spirit, God, is greater than that darkness. And we just trust in you tonight as we all agree in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. RJ, I'm going to say a prayer, then I want you to come in right after me here, RJ. Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you told us we were the salt of the earth and we're the light of the world. But Lord, we would have to confess to you that with salt has lost its savor. You told us that if we lose our savor, that it would be good for nothing except to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. And that we were the light of the world, and nobody sets a light up on a hill and puts a bushel over the top of it. But Lord, we put the bushel over it. Father, I just pray for a spirit of prophecy and a spirit of truth begin to emanate out of the pulpits of America, Father, that you would strike down those pastors who are sold out, who are lukewarm, who are not in for the full battle, Lord. And I pray that you would rise up new leadership all across America, Lord. Even right now, Lord. Even right now, all across the fruited plain, Father. Men in their homes, men in their communities that would rise up and grab the banner of the Lord like David did with the stones. And Lord, that they would approach the forces of darkness, the enemies of your soul, and they would approach them with a boldness, Lord, that we haven't had. We ask that you would send your boldness to us, Lord, in Jesus' name. RJ, go ahead, brother.
Roger, yes, sir. Father God, I thank you, and I ditto that prayer that you're raising up strong men and women to respond to the need of the hour. Thank you, Lord, for the spirit of truth and life in us. And I'm asking you, Lord, that even in the midst of that mess in the arena in Chicago, Lord, that your workers, you have people in places that may not even know what you're about to bring forth here, whether they're working in media, maybe they're technicians, but let them see what's going on. Let them see the horror of what has been brought upon that city. And I ask you, Lord, to activate prayers. Maybe their parents, family members, friends have been praying for these certain people, whether they're in the media or whatever their station in life is there. Lord, I ask you to activate, convict the hearts of people in their midst, bring forth whistleblowers who didn't even know they were going to be there for this. Security or whoever. Thank you, Lord, that there are people that you have placed there divinely as an appointment. And we call upon you, Father God. Thank you that your angels are sent for the ministering spirits, for the heirs of salvation, to give them the voice and a boldness, Lord, to take action. Whatever you would show them to do, give them the courage to persevere through that, whether it's tonight or later during this event. We pray that that operation with the murder mill would be exposed for what it is. I pray that you would bring a medical worker in to see that and turn their heart away from it. Let them be convicted, Lord God. Let them see the disgusting level of inhumanity that this is. We thank you, Lord, that you're working and moving on people. We thank you for the Holy Spirit in our midst here as we pray tonight. Thank you for bringing people on board here. Thank you for the fellowship, Father God. We give you the praise and the glory for all you're doing through us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, RJ. Folks, listen, I'm going to have John Loveland's going to come in next, and I want someone, the next person to raise their hand. I want you to, you're going to read Psalm 94 for us today. Psalm 94. So right now, someone can be opening up their Bible, finding Psalm 94, and you raise your hand and you'll be the next one to read Psalm 94. All right, Kevin Van Story just did, or Danica, we'll get one of them there. Go ahead. Who's up? I lost track of them. Whoever's
it's
up.
Me. You said,
yeah,
me.
Thank you. Come on in, John. I'm sorry.
Yes. But thank you. Thanks, Coach. Father, we come to you, Lord. You said to come to your throne room of grace that we may obtain your mercy. And Lord, we ask for your mercy, yes, upon Lord, this nation, Lord, and not your judgment. Lord, it's clear in your word that when a nation is under your judgment, then women rule over that nation.
That's what it says.
But Lord, we pray against that in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we pray, Lord, for your mercy and not your judgment. And Lord, I know there is so much witchcraft that is going on in Chicago and all around the country and probably around the world. So we stand against that witchcraft. We stand against the powers of darkness in the name of Jesus. We uproot, overthrow, tear down, and destroy and dismantle all the witchcraft that is being done. And we come against it in the power of Jesus Christ, and we stand against it, and we render it all ineffective in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We stand in your righteousness, Lord. Lord, you gave us the authority to stand in your righteousness against the powers of darkness, and we dismantle that now in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask that you would lift the veil, and you would expose, Lord, these people. Expose them for who they are. We pray, Lord, they will stumble over their words. We pray, Lord, that the things that they say, the things that they do, Lord, would expose their wickedness and their truth. And Lord, there is probably some hope for some of them. So Lord, we lift them up to you and we pray for them, Lord. Those that there's still a chance of redemption, we pray, Lord, for their salvation. We lift them up to you, Lord, and we pray that you would turn their hearts from darkness to light. We call them out of darkness, out of the kingdom of darkness, into the kingdom of your dear Son. And we just thank you, Lord, that we are free from all retribution and all retaliation. I take out the sword of the Lord and I cut every one of us free, Lord. And I know that this is not the only group that is praying, Lord. So we pray a hedge of divine protection around each and every group, each and every individual, every one of your saints that is standing against this evil that is going on. And we pray and thank you, Lord, that we are cut free from all retribution and all retaliation in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that we walk in the strength of the Lord and the power of your might, and we put on the whole armor of God, and we are able to stand against this evil. And we thank you, Lord, we have the shield of faith, and we quench every fiery dart of the wicked in Jesus' name. And we just thank you, Lord, that we stay in a place of peace. Help us to keep our minds fixed on you, that we would stay in a place of peace, because, Lord, you said you would do that for those that stay focused on you. Fixing our minds on things above and not being distracted by what's going on here. Help us, Lord, as Betty said, to do what you want us to do. Help us to know what it is and how we can further your kingdom and stand for truth and righteousness. And we pray that it would prevail in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And amen.
Amen. You said all power is given unto us, to you, and you've given it unto us. All power in heaven and earth given unto you, and you gave us a tag team handoff. Lord, help us to wisely execute that power and that authority in Jesus' name. Kevin Van Story, come on in, brother. Read Psalm 94, if you will, for us.
Well, actually, this is quite fitting because this afternoon, the local board of realtors chastised me for some of the postings that I had that involved the LGBT. Actually, they were memes that I got from you, Coach. And actually, because I was going to be on the board of directors for 2025, and if I don't remove those posts, I'll have to resign my position, and I'm potentially going to be charged against the Realtors Code of Ethics for violating fair housing because of my hate speech against the LGBT.
The devil's a liar, brother. The devil's a liar.
The LGBT mafia. And it's a good thing you said Psalm 94, because I'm going to pray. I'm going to speak this, and I'm going to pray this at the same time. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thy judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things? And all the workers of iniquity boast themselves. They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will we rise up?
Amen.
He that planted the ear shall not hear. He that formed the eye shall not see. He that chastised the heathen shall not he correct. He that teacheth man knowledge shall not he know. The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, and that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastisest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou may givest him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked.
Yes, Lord, dig that pit for the wicked, Lord.
Please,
dig
Lord. That pit. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all of the upright in heart shall follow it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Who will rise up for me against the evildoers?
Me.
Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?
I will.
Unless the Lord had help, had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, he held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee?
No!
Which frameth mischief by law.
They frameth mischief by law, right? They make laws of mischief.
They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord of my defense,
amen,
and my God is the rock of my refuge, and he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Maybe 1,000 fall at your right hand, 10,000 at your side, but it shall not come near you, Lord, brother. It shall not. Take that stand boldly and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Jared, to wrap us up, go to number 4 there, if you would, please. Number 4. And folks, spread the word. I forgot to get the word out today that we're going to do it again tomorrow night. Wherever two or more are gathered, he's in the midst. It's a multiplication of prayer, multiplication of belief, multiplication of power. Let it flow out of us in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Jared. Wrap it up. Prepare thee the way of the Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. Amen.
Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
Amen.
Amen, baby. All God's people said amen. Amen. All God's people. Lord, amen. Ann, real quickly.
Amen.
Real quick, I want to let you know that Pastor Dave Scarlett's His Glory Warriors have been listening in tonight.
Amen.
Praying along, so the ministries are coming together.
Amen. There's no God like Jehovah.
No God like
Him.
Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God bless you all. 8 o'clock tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Bless you.